Hello, dear listeners. This is Ivona Remundová again in True Story, podcast powered by Institute of Documentary Film in Prague. We are bringing you the most successful and talented documentary filmmaker from Central and Eastern Europe. Today, I'm talking to Mariana Kat. Hello, Mariana.
Hello, Ivona.
How are you these days? We are recording this interview after almost 2 years with a COVID pandemic in all the world. And of course, it influenced also us filmmakers. How are you these days? How did it influence you?
Actually, I'm very, very busy, really. So it's with COVID even probably more busy. We just have an Estonian premiere of one big co-production with Russia, Finland, Norway, and Estonia. So on the 1st of October, it was Estonian premiere for the film Life of Ivana, which also premiered already at different big festivals. And I'm still working on my project, The Last Relic, which I received the award in Prague. It's in the post-production stage right now. We're editing it. And then I also going on with the teaching at the Baltic Film and Media School in Tallinn University. So I'm quite busy.
Mariana Kat is one of the most successful Estonian documentary filmmakers and an important authority in Central Eastern European documentary film community. She graduated PhD studies from the St. Petersburg State Theatre Arts Academy in Russia. She founded independent production company Baltic Film Production in 1998, and since then she produces and directed TV series and feature documentaries for local and international film markets. For example, Rodney, Close Relations, a working title Wunderkind, or Pit Number 8 are the most known productions which won national and international awards and were broadcasted worldwide. She is also a teacher of documentary practice to both postgraduate and undergraduate students at Tallinn University for Baltic Film in Estonia. Her films were traditionally a part of the East Silver Market catalogs, and her last project, The Last Relict, received a main East Doc Platform Award in 2018 in Prague. It seems like these days that everybody is so hungry to do everything, to manage to do everything before. Sometimes we don't know if there are more lockdowns. How did you survive these 2 years? Was it difficult? Was it not knowing what's going to happening at your work in your country?
You know, talking about myself, I had this period. I have really busy days, but I was also in a way lucky because I have one project which, let's say, was already finished. I was producing it with one Moscow director, Lilia Vyugina. And she started her editing in Tallinn. And then after 1 week of her work, it was announced that there will be the last airplane to Moscow. So we had to put her in the Moscow. And then all this editing went online. But luckily, we finished this film and premiered it last year in October. So it was also before the second lockdown, but it was quite successful still, you know. So it's the one project which I produced also that we have a problem because the director, she's Latvian and she was stuck in Latvia, but in a way we also managed somehow to finish it. And it was also premiered at Estonian TV. It was a commissioned by Estonian TV, a short documentary film. So I can say that I had more work probably because, you know, when you don't have a possibility to work offline with the directors, you know, so many things are on the shoulders of the producer. So that was the main problem because I had to make decisions. And as I'm also a director sometimes, so it was, you know, I had to stop myself because I can't, you know, decide some things. It's the director who has to decide. But anyway, I can say that for me, it was more even work compared to pre-COVID days.
Yeah, actually reading my mind, because my last question was about this combining, producing and directing. And I wanted to ask you, when you really remember the beginning of this co existence of Mariana the director and Mariana the producer. How one decides to be both? Like, what was your motivation to do both?
I think that in documentary it's easier. I can't imagine how it can work in fiction film, but in documentary, as it's from the very beginning, the idea is usually coming from the director, and then of course all your contacts and all your ability to negotiate with people who should be the part of your story. So you anyway, I think that any documentary director makes a lot of work that is also part of the producer's work. But of course, with the producer's works come this boring bureaucracy. I mean, a lot of papers and a lot of you have to write submissions and apply and follow the dates and this kind of thing. So I can imagine that, of course, there are directors who doesn't like this kind of work, you know, and are not capable even to do that. And working with a Excel budgets, you know, this kind of. But I do like to work with the numbers as well, and to find this kind of solutions how to combine this, what is the best. And then when I'm in two shoes, you know, when I'm director and producer, then it's sort of a struggle because I'm as a director, I want to have a best solution for in this artistic meaning. But as a producer, I have to understand that it's probably not always possible. You know, it's cost money, but I can still regulate it. I mean, I am deciding myself, you know, how, when I should do that or that, you know, so it's also this pleasant part, I can say.
I'm always imagining now, for example, Mariana, the director, asking Mariana, the producer, please, could we do this? Because I need some more days for shooting. And the Mariana producer is answering, I'm sorry, dear, but there is no budget for that. What's the solution then?
But then you have to think, you know, in a way, how not to lose this creative part, you know, and then also to save money also. So probably it also sort of force you to think and decide more actively, you know, so to find this kind of solutions.
Let's talk about your last project now, Last Relict. It's called Last Relict. I know what is it about, but I want to ask you to tell our listeners, what is this film about? What is going to be about?
It's a very, very tough question because we are right now in a situation, I can say that we are editing and we are in a first half of this process. I have absolutely great editor from Denmark, Jesper Rosmond. And our editing process had to be started in the March 2020. And then when he was planning to come to Tallinn, you know, everything was locked down. So we tried during a year and a half, you know, to work online, but it doesn't work at all, I can say. I don't believe that, you know, it's especially in this with this project where I have really a lot of material because I started to film in 2016. And there are so many, let's say, storylines and then the characters and then so many things happened during those years that working with Jesper, you know, who doesn't speak Russian because all our characters are speaking Russian, you know, so we had to first, I made some selections and we subtitled them, you know, this material in English, him to be able to work on that. Plus, at the beginning, he didn't know anything about Russia except that there is Putin and Kremlin, you know, probably Moscow, that's it. But now I can say we are so deep in the material that I'm always saying him that, you know, he sometimes it looks like he knows better than me what are the motivations of people, you know, what because of the situation in Russia. And he, I can say also that Jesper, you can now consult in Denmark any people who want to know more about Russia, I know you can consult now because he's really an expert. So this going back to how we were trying to edit on remotely during lockdown, but it was very, very slow and really didn't work at all, I could say. But now I was in September, I was as an observer at Nordic Panorama Forum. They have these pitchings as Prague has the same format, I can say, where I pitched this project last year with, when it went online, you know, so I was pitching online. And this year I decided they opened and it was offline and they... So I decided to go there and just to meet people, you know, so it was such a pleasure to be in place and to listen real pitches and to talk with people and have conversations, etc. And then we agreed with Jesper that I went there for more days, you know, than usually those forums are like 3 or 4 days maximum. So I stayed there for 10 days and we were really working in editing room, you know, really, really being in the place. And I can say with this 10 days, we moved so quickly and so deeply that it can't be compared with this 1 year and a half, you know, online. So I hope now that I'm now going again. Probably he will come now to Tallinn if Estonia will be near close because our numbers are going increasing. But and then I'm already we planned our 12-day editing in Malmö again in December. So I hope very much that I will be ready to answer your question more precisely somewhere in December, because I can only shortly say that it is a sort of like a portrait of modern Russia, where Yekaterinburg, where I was filming, it's in the middle of Russia, a big city, fourth big city of Russia, but it's, for me, it's like a metaphor, it's a model of contemporary Russia, and we have several characters and looking how they sort of try to, I call it, dethrone Putin, you know, and make changes, but as we do know, they may not succeed, you know, that I do think everyone understands so far, you know. So, but they are great, absolutely great characters, and the city is also as a character in my film.
So if I understand well, you chose for this film the methodology of really studying and really like asking yourself what this film is going to be about. Because sometimes filmmakers want to say something and then they portray what they want to say and they seek for images and pictures and people to say what they want to say. And sometimes it's this way that, if I understood well, you had an impulse at the beginning, but then during filming and now during editing, you're actually trying to studied and search for answers.
Yeah, in a way. Well, at the beginning, I really wanted at the beginning to make this portrait of modern Russia. I've filmed several times in Russia. I have several projects which I filmed there, and of course, my past is also connected to Russia, and this country still haunts me, you know. So I want to understand what's happening there and why it's happening, which is more important probably, and why it's like it's that, you know. And also my love to Russia, to Russian people especially. I think that Russia is the best place for documentaries to find really, really strong characters where people are very, very open. I can say also when they are ready to be part of the film, they are always very open and they are very passionate and emotional, which we as a documentary filmmakers really like, you know. So this, all those things together, but you are right that these kind of storylines, they were open for me. And I didn't know even at the beginning who will be the main character. So I filmed a lot of people, but somewhere at some point it started to clear who can be the main character and whom to follow more than compared to others.
We are recording this interview in occasion of the 20 years anniversary of founding the Institute of Documentary Film. And we've been so proud to have you on board for some years already. And as you mentioned, you also won the last ESDoc Platform Award in 2018 in Prague. And your films were part of the eSilver market catalogs for so many years. If you would ever recommend somebody, some of your friends, filmmakers, to be part of some Institute of Documentary Films events, what would be the reason? Why did you decide to cooperate with us?
I have to say that I always recommend you. I do recommend two forums. One is in Riga. That's for really for starters who may not even have any financing yet, but it's very small, cozy, and for the region, it's not complicated to reach this place in Riga. For example, in Tallinn, it's only four hours by car. But Prague, for me, is ESDoc Institute is for me more. More advanced projects should be there, I think, because the level is quite high of the projects which are selected there. And what I also like always, the panel whom you are able to invite for the pitchings, and also master classes and consultancies, everything is, it's very, very high professional. And actually, when I pitched my last relic there, I wasn't expecting such a reaction, this positive reaction, you know. So it looks like the people were really emotionally linked to the story. And this gives quite a courage for you, you know, as a filmmaker, that you suddenly realize that you're on the right direction, that you're sort of doing the right things, you know, because of course producing documentary films it's quite a big time, you know, it's a lot of time. You may have like several years, you know, so yeah, starting to lose, you know, your focus or believe even in yourself or in your project. It doesn't feel any more fresh or you know, something new. And when you, among the professionals, you get this kind of positive reaction, you know, especially when you are given the award, but you know, that what I wasn't expected at all, you know, so it's really gives you sort of a light in the end of the corridor. And then that actually, for me, speaking about this award, then it was, as it was a cash award, so I immediately went to film again, you know, because I knew that I need more shooting days, but I didn't have funds for that anymore. So it's really helped me. And plus, of course, with my previous films, I always sort of recommend you. I don't know even does it work still, but you have this East Caravan.
Yeah.
And my film, Pit Number 8, was part of this East Caravan. And I really got a lot of festivals through this, through your initiative. I mean, that they found the film through your initiative. And it was very, really... Zdenek Blaha, he was then in charge, and he was really so precise, you know, it's worked perfectly, you know, so I knew always that I was informed in the right way, and that I saw that the real work has been done, you know, so it was really, really good experience and cooperation. So I always, always recommend you.
Thank you so much. You are also a teacher. And you teach young documentary filmmakers at film school at Tallinn University. What do you see as their biggest challenge? What is the biggest challenge for today's aspiring filmmakers, in your point of view?
It's a hard question. I think in every field, you know, there are talented people, there are passionate people, there are less talented people. But as they are very young, you know, with a documentary, I think that documentary needs a little bit older people, you know, because you have to understand more about the world, about people. You have to have a courage to discover new characters, you know, that young people are not yet ready for that. They have one semester work is history of documentary film, and then next semester is production of a documentary, creative documentary, 10 minutes long, you know. So we have, let's say, one semester, it's only 4 months, you know, to make a documentary. And as they didn't have any experience before, it's, of course, it's very challenging. But somehow, at the end, you know, at the beginning, you start to doubt. I'm not doubting. They are doubting. You know, that's it's probably not possible. But at the end, we usually got for the examination like 10, 12, not bad documentaries, like 10-minute documentaries. But I think that more, even that I try to learn them to watch and to open them. There are so many good documentary films. I'm absolutely convinced that there are more interesting documentaries than compared to the fiction films, you know. So, but unfortunately, documentaries are not reaching the young, especially the young audiences. And I know that when I'm picking, we also screen several during the semester, several documentaries, contemporary documentaries, not only history documentaries. And I always try to pick the best, and we always watch them in the cinema hall. We have a very good cinema hall in the school. And just to give them this kind of feeling on that is a totally unknown world for them, but it is very interesting and it is not easy world. And I think this is the main thing they have to learn, you know. And then probably some of them later on will come back to the documentary film and they will do something, you know. That's what I hope.
Marianne, what is the next steps now for you? What is going to happen in the following days?
So I'm still connected to this Estonian distribution of this Life of Ivana. We have still several screenings in different parts of the Estonia. And then lectures tomorrow, have the whole day. They're actually pitching tomorrow 14 new projects, which we have to decide that probably 12 of them will go into the production. And then, I'm also pitching next week myself for Estonian Film Institute. I'm pitching one project which came to me from Belgium. And I'm as a minor co-producer, so I'm pitching this project to Film Institute.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the interview. I hope to see you soon, online or live, on some of our events. And big luck with all your projects. And thank you very much for the interview.
Thank you, Mona. Thank you for inviting me. It was really pleasure. And I also hope to meet you in person.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Bye.